Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everybody. My name is Irv.
Irv.
Are you okay?
Okay, Matt?
Oh my God. All right, Dork Almighty Matt Minar is either going to sneeze or cry or something. But anyway, we're going to get started here. We are located in my basement once again.
No, we're not. We're on the roof.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in the rooftop wet bar media room of my ultra-modern townhouse overlooking the bluffs here in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Irv Psych. Big Pimpin's penthouse.
There you go. WPMB. Pimp Radio is on the air. Okay, so basically...
Irv, do you want to share your web key with the world?
Yes, I do. It is...
This is now a wireless hotspot.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, but...
Okay,
maybe you just want,
it's 1972.
Good year. I think Irv might have been born
1976.
And that might be when his lovely wife's
born. And then
born.
Repeat that 8-character sequence 2 more times.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And then put a 19 on the end of it.
Oh, it was very creative.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Okay, anyway, tonight I am joined by Dork Almighty Matt Minar. Say hi, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Okay. I'm here with Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hi, Matthew.
And that was
hi,
very,
Drew.
Very good. And Drew's in a particularly feisty mood today, so we're looking forward to that.
I don't know what you even mean by that.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Argumentative to the core today. And we're here with the nicknameless Russ
I'm
Miller.
Being argumentative.
Hi, I'm entering Webkeys. Leave
and
me alone.
Russ Miller is here joining us, fresh from a volleyball match. So
I wouldn't call me fresh.
Well, he's drenched in sweat.
Man sweat.
So if only you could be here with us to enjoy it. And sooner or later, we're going to be joined by none other than Senor Crapple, Doug Cassidy, who came into town to see the Cavs home opener and has decided to grace us with his presence one more time here on Dial-A-Dork. So
I understand
really
it was a victory last night at the home opener.
Oh, it was a one-sided victory. The Cavaliers scored 35 points in the first quarter.
187.
And had like a 15-point lead at that point, and it was pretty much over. The other team never got closer than 12, I don't think.
And the other team was who again?
The New Orleans / Oklahoma City Hornets.
I see.
Yeah. They. You know, it's amazing because the night before they absolutely
right,
killed,
they
destroyed Sacramento
Did
by
they
like
drive up
30
here from
points.
The shelter?
Who happened to be pretty good?
No, they're playing in Oklahoma City right now. So they beat the crap out of Sacramento at home, and then they came up here and got the crap beat out of them. So, I don't know.
Karma.
Well... I don't think they're going to be a very good team this year. I don't think it was much of a test of this Cavaliers team, but they are playing in San Antonio tomorrow, and that should be a little bit more of an indicator of where this team is in terms of its progress.
Dude, are you still not Twi-Fi?
Still not Twi-Fi. Didn't work?
I probably entered something wrong. You know how that goes.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass entering those 27 or 26 character web keys. It's really sucks. Actually, Microsoft makes you enter it twice.
You know, it's nice. Some of the configuration programs let you just type a phrase and it generates the key out of that.
Well, a lot of them do that. The passphrase, mm-hmm. as it were. You can just do any old
one ring to rule them all or something like that.
Well, that's almost 26 characters.
Exactly.
But it generates a 26-character...
Right, out of the phrase.
...web key out of the passphrase.
Yeah.
Through some algorithm.
Eminently more rememberable.
Yeah, so you could... You
I
know.
Believe it's they just do an MD5 hash of it and then take the first 26 characters.
It doesn't seem to be letting me specify 128 or 64. And I think it's only saving the beginning part. Isn't that weird?
Your firmware sucks.
Well, no, I mean,
no,
it
this
shouldn't...
No, this is Windows.
It shouldn't.
Windows sucks.
Well,
it shouldn't. It shouldn't matter.
But it only seemed to keep 10 characters.
Oh, it only lets you put in 10?
Did
no,
you
it let
switch
me go on
it
forever?
To?
But it only seemed to keep when I popped it back.
Oh,
open.
that does that. Yeah. It does that anyway.
Yeah. Stupid,
that's not an
stupid
indicator.
Windows.
Did you ever finish your networking project at your house, Drew?
Yes.
What did
no,
you end up
what,
doing?
What was the project that I was working on?
You were trying to run wires from one side of the building to another, and then trying to figure out how to do wireless and. I don't remember
yes,
the complete thing.
Briefly, the problem was that I had my cable
keep
modem
your pants
in the basement.
On, briefly.
Excuse me?
I see briefly.
I think you were
I'm
just
puzzled.
Don't
I believe
don't
I
let
have
it
been dissed, as the kids are calling it.
Just keep going. Just keep talking.
And so I had my cable modem in the basement, and I had all my computers down there, and it is sometimes useful to use a computer in, like, you know, the office where you're paying bills or in front of the TV. So
you might pay your bills in front of the TV, yo.
And you can pay your bills in front of the TV as well.
Because if you do that, all of a sudden you find yourself writing checks to QVC every, you know, 5 minutes, and that's just not good for your balancing your checkbook. Don't you agree?
I don't balance my checkbook.
Neither do
I. Buy from QVC.
Oh, well. Where did you get that real doll from?
I programmed that out from my from my Dish network.
Anyway, what I ended up doing was putting a wireless router upstairs instead of downstairs, and that was just powerful enough to transmit everywhere in the house.
Have you contemplated moving to a high gain antenna?
I have not.
They're like $15 from Hawking at Micro Center, but you have to have a router that has the removable antennas.
And I do not.
Most do.
You don't?
I checked that.
Well, what brand of router do you have?
I have a D-Link router. No, wait, that's the one I replaced. I'm now. What kind am I using? Russ? Belkin?
You used Belkin, yeah.
I'm on Belkin now.
Is it G or B or what?
It's G, but it was like their bottom of the line.
Yeah. Well, they do make an access point that can function as a repeater, and also Hawking makes a universal repeater now.
Well, yeah, but that's irrelevant because Drew's got, you know, some pretty serious, you know, hobbyist skills and could probably just take the antenna off and solder the high gain antenna into place.
Yeah, but you know what? This works okay. I ain't going to F with it.
Whatever, man. I'm just saying that they're making, like, you know, 6 and 7 dBi gain antennas that really make a huge difference. I installed
one.
How is
your neighbor going to hack your network if you don't broadcast?
I
outside of your chicken wire shack.
I don't know. I'll have to invite them over.
Your chicken wire shack?
Yeah, that
Faraday cage.
We talked about
Despite
that already.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a Faraday cage.
Wow. That's the, you know, that was that really bad Smashing Pumpkins song. What was it called?
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat
wings.
In a cage.
No, what's it called? Rat in a Cage? Is that
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
I cannot get on your freaking network.
You can't get on my freaking network?
We'll have to do without network.
Right, wasn't it?
I believe.
Can I try?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
You guys chat amongst yourselves. I'm going to try to get Russ on my wireless network.
So to speak.
Try to get Russ on my wireless network. I don't know what that means.
You know what? We should maybe talk with when Doug gets here a little bit, because I know Doug's kind of a music guy.
Sports.
We've never really talked music much, except for the dork music. We did talk about dork music.
Well, what kind of music are you proposing talking about?
Music.
Maybe like
I got
emo
a new iPod,
music.
So I've been trying to learn new music.
You didn't get a video iPod, did you?
Nah. I don't have no need
got
for video.
The one from slickdeals.net.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a good deal. Yeah. Place.
Did you see slickdeals.net had flights from the Eastern Seaboard to the Caribbean for $9?
Do you know that if you price those out with all the taxes and everything, they came to $118 each?
That's still pretty damn cheap.
Still damn good. And yeah. For two people, we could both get to either Jamaica or Bahamas, Nassau for $436.
Did any of you guys see on Slick Deals today the $9.99? Copies
yes.
of Windows XP Pro
now,
upgrade.
Upgrade. Is that an upgrade from Home or from 98?
It doesn't matter. It's an upgrade from pretty much any Windows operating system. I bought 10.
You bought 10.
I bought 10.
Wow, you're going to be almost all legal in
no,
your house.
They just emailed me. They emailed me an hour ago and said they canceled my order.
Why?
Because it was a misprint. It was supposed to be $199.99.
They can't do that.
Yeah, they can. And they did.
They totally can. You can totally sue them.
Well, they
that.
Said it was back ordered and they're not getting any more.
Speaking of settlements. Who here is part of the Netflix settlement?
Not I.
Yeah, Netflix had a big settlement.
The Netflix settlement.
I think you get
guys.
1 month free if
yeah.
you're still a member.
It's the worst
and
thing.
You get 1 month.
Basically,
that's
some slight advertising inconsistency or something that really was not a big deal. So there's settlement. Now, you got to wonder who brought the actual case because no one really cares
lawyers.
About that junk. I suspect it's more like Blockbuster sponsored lawyers or something like that. But that aside, the actual settlement was if you're a current member, you can get an upgrade to the next level for a month for free, which is about the most useless thing you'd want. If you were getting 3 discs a month or 3 discs at a time, and then you got 4 for a month and you got to send it back at the end of the month, that's really just confusing to you.
Yeah, that's not worth anything.
So that settlement's worth zero. And if you're not a member anymore, like myself, you can get a month for free. So I guess I could go get 3 rentals or something for them for a month if I wanted to go through the hassle.
It's not worth it.
It's almost good for them because it made me reconsider signing up again.
Sure.
Because Netflix is a good service, and I don't have a need for it right now. So yeah, it was a weird. I never been part of a class action settlement before. That was exciting for me.
You probably have it. Don't know it.
I don't think so. No one ever emailed me
that
about it.
That goes to my
that's
don't know
sure.
it half of the argument.
in
what's the other half?
Probably half.
Oh.
In other corporate news, did you see that SGI was delisted from the New York Stock
very
Exchange?
Very cool, yeah.
No, what do you mean very cool?
What's so cool about that?
I don't know.
I mean, it was very interesting,
yeah,
but it was
I mean.
Not cool.
Interesting
I mean, they're
cool.
like one of the most awesomenest companies ever.
Well, they were innovative.
Back in the day. They kind of ceased to innovate for a while.
Well, everybody's favorite Apple is one of the platforms that screwed them in the end.
Yeah. Well,
they were high-end graphics for CAD and towards the end, even some movie and rendering and stuff like that.
They bought Cray supercomputers, right?
That was some one of the part of the death throes, though. They were already kind of on the outs at that point. So, yeah, I guess Cray's probably meaningless now, too. But
could it be?
Diggy Doug
is
in the his
house.
On the
rooftop penthouse, Doug has entered the building.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, hi, Doug.
Pick up your mic. Turn it on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have done it. I have done it. Russ is now on the wireless.
What was the problem there?
Your radio was turned off.
Oh, that's right. I'm a complete idiot.
You're a partial idiot.
No, that's complete idiocy right there.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Pretty good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Senor, nice to see you, sir.
I think your mic might not be on. Your levels are flat.
What if I talk right into it?
That's much better.
If you stick it halfway down your throat.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Well, Doug, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How's Cleveland been for everybody?
It's warm today.
It is warm today.
Nice today. You brought good weather with you. Thank you. How are things in Santa Monica?
California's cool. It's the new hub of technology.
You don't have to lean over. You can actually pull the mic up to your head.
This isn't like a rock star feel though. Like, hey, well, I mean, the little town that I'm in,
that I moved to, is
Yahoo's moved there, Google's moved there, Oracle's in there.
So are you the dumbest person in town?
There. I may
this
be.
Little town?
We got a lot of bumps, though. They're kind of crazy. Like, I've never like walked around with a shoe on my head or anything, you know.
Wait till the
what
tanks.
Town is this?
I know how I'll make money. I'll beat on a garbage can. You know, I'm not that dumb.
What town is this?
This is Santa Monica, California. It's in between Beverly Hills and the ocean.
And I stayed at the JW Marriott something or other. What's it called?
I don't know every inch of it.
La Marigold or something like that.
That sounds French.
I don't know. I stayed there, and I love that shopping promenade they developed. They closed off a couple of streets, and they turned it into a...
You mean the promenade? Promenade left?
Yes, it's the world-famous promenade.
I also
promenade.
Like the do-si-do with your partner.
Alamander? Alamand?
Alamand.
Alamand. Is that from German? Is that what that means?
All right, so Doug, your thoughts on the on this new, shall we say, new expression of wine and gold this year?
How's the queue?
That was the biggest high def screen I've ever seen in my life. It's the size of a city
I thought
block.
Everybody in California already had one of those
the
in
new,
their
like,
house.
The new Jumbotron's pretty fat, especially when they actually put the player statistics up there.
It
during
took
the
them
game.
A whole half.
Yeah, to notice, I think. What do you think of the Cavalier girls? They're whores. Is that what we're basically supposed to get out of that?
I what no
what did they
absolutely
do
absolutely not they're
they were dressed really sexy.
That every girl wants to dance, I think.
They're all strippers.
All she wants to do is dance.
I don't know
dance,
what it is like every
dance.
Guy just wants to hang out with his buddies and watch TV when they grow up. That's what I wanted to do, and every girl you know, there's a slim chance I'm going to take these jazz tap lessons from age 8 to age 20 and something might pop up. Maybe some pro team will have some, you know, dance team or what have you.
What's with the Browns not having cheerleaders then?
The Browns don't have cheerleaders?
No, they bring in high school cheerleaders on a team every week, which makes it feel real creepy.
Well,
they're pretty hot, too.
I find that. What's the matter, Doug? What's the matter?
No, I got headphones on now. It sounds my voice sounds deeper than I thought it would.
You sound good.
Well, and now you
should
be able to tell
out in California?
When you,
every day.
It's probably hard to do anymore on there.
You know
just
what?
You
what
and
they
the bums.
Do is they have bars. You're not allowed to smoke indoors anywhere. That's a public place in California. So what they've devised is bars with no ceilings. And if it's an open ceiling, you can go and have a party. So, you know.
But the weather's so crappy there. How can that possibly work?
You're thinking of here.
Oh, here.
Well, here they let you smoke just in about church. Anywhere.
Yeah. they got an ashtray up at the, you know, where I get communion up here. So,
well, like they have a little.
There's wine. Well, you go up to the bar.
It's a party.
They're peanuts, pretzels too. Maybe I'm at the wrong church.
Yeah, you got to get over to Slavic Village. It's
remember
wild.
When we just talked about the church in Pittsburgh?
We did.
Last
yeah.
Say, Doug, do you have any interest in this Nestle subsidiary called Nestec, who has applied
coffee
for
beer.
A patent on fermented coffee beverage, coffee beer?
I thought we already had kinds of coffee beer. Or that's just coffee-flavored beer. This is actually
fermented.
Didn't Drew
coffee.
Carey do that?
Yeah, I think it was invented by Drew
Buzz
Carey,
beer?
Actually. Buzz yeah. beer.
Yep. Well, it looks like that little microbrewery Nestec is going to make coffee beer, which is exciting. It's going to have all the power of alcohol plus the power of caffeine. Wow. You're going to need a Wepke.
Okay.
All right, buddy. And I'm going to tell the world my Wepke.
I think everyone should come down to the Civilization Coffee House and hop on the network, and we could all have a little chat.
When you get tired of your power book, can I have it?
Sure.
I just
my will.
Is that like what's his name? Chris Jesus Ferguson.
Who?
Chris Jesus Ferguson.
Who?
Who is that?
Chris Jesus Ferguson. He won the World Series of Poker, main event in the year 2000. He has long hair and a beard, and they call him Jesus.
Okay.
So his name's Chris.
And why is this important?
We have one listener.
Yo yo out in Ice Cast Land.
Yeah, man. We didn't even tell anyone. We're on a different night.
Drive on down. All right. Hack Herbs Network. See if you can get his tax return from last year.
Which Teraflop network should I hook up to here, Irv?
Teraflop.
You want not Twi-Fi.
You don't broadcast that, okay. that shiznit, do you?
Broadcast what?
Yeah, he does.
SSID?
He just picked it up.
Sure I do.
Dang.
Why not?
Okay. I don't know. I guess you don't live in a neighborhood full of kids like Drew does.
So you want to hear a pretty intimidating story?
Sure.
So
you were in the Cavs locker room.
he was in the Cavs, Cavs girl.
Just recently, for the job I have out there, my boss asked me to go talk to this person who happens to be in Santa Monica. Says we want to do a partnership with him, and he's not that techie, my boss. So he's trying to say, oh, he did this and he did that, and you know, MJ floppy socks and you know whatever you got. So I don't know what that means.
MC
so
Poppy Socks.
He's trying to describe me. He's like, yeah, he did something for application serving applications, you know, blah, blah, blah. And when it comes down to it is I had to go and try to get a partnership with the dude who wrote WebSphere.
Oh.
And
oh
I had to go talk
God.
Tech with him. And I'm like,
oh Jesus.
Damn it. Oh, now they're going to know
that's
I don't know anything.
That's IBM application suite there. Is that right?
That's just a wee little IBM program. Stuff. Anybody could have written that.
No.
Hey, guys, I hacked Front Row to run to my PowerBook.
I don't know what that means.
Why do you have to hack it to do that?
Because it's only distributed with a iMac.
By hacked, you mean installed?
What's Front Row?
That.
That's their movie editing playing software, I think. It's going to be the basis of the Apple PVR, I think, is the rumor.
You know a lot,
of
Russ.
Apple, do you
I
guys,
read a lot of web online.
Speaking of Apple, are any of you guys planning on getting an Xbox?
No.
Or this Xbox 360?
I
no,
be able to run
don't
OS
talk
10
about
for
their,
Intel
their purposefully
on the Xbox.
Limiting stock. It's
I
bullshit.
So, you know, we do
Microsoft's evil.
Speaking of media, we distribute this show on, you know, people can subscribe to it. And, you know, recently you can do video podcasts, yeah. right?
I was thinking about bringing my webcam
yeah.
now.
And what is the first thing that popped into your mind?
Porn.
Disney movies.
So I actually got a hold of the first little bit of podcast porn recently, and I wanted to run it by you guys.
Oh, what here we go. This is a screening event.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Suicide Girls website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Suicide Girls. And
at least it's not the
I haven't muted, but Matt can review it and while we're watching. And
Drew, put your pants back on.
So
I don't care if you have briefs on.
This is a plug for suicidegirls.com.
Yeah, they
paid
also,
us for
the
this.
Cool thing is they Jesus. host a radio show. And this is free. This is free, like everything in the web should be. So they host a radio show out in L.A., which is horrible. And I don't endorse that. But they're, you know, basically they're like purple-haired chicks with crazy tattoos who used to be cheerleaders probably, but then, you know, they're... got angry at the parents or something. I endorse it fully.
The dads touched them.
Yeah, they seem like very well-adjusted young ladies. But
they're very talented.
That's probably better than a lot of...
What are they doing? Well, they're describing why they ended up like this, and then...
Fucking?
No.
Not yet.
No.
And the disclaimer gets put on.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, this is basically...
I was reading something.
Roller skates. That's good.
Fuck! Wait, what? Oh,
and she's all nice right. looking.
So you get the idea.
Oh, Matt.
No, come on, keep going.
All right, well, we could...
Matt, you're a lascivious pig, sir.
Well, I don't think so.
He's not in the top 10.
So anyway, it's free if you are so inclined. You can't get it off of iTunes, obviously.
That
but,
girl's so inclining.
Nice nipple.
Is there a bad...
One of them looks like Claire Danes a little bit.
Are you on there now? Yeah. Don't subscribe to it. There's a million ways to get it free. And I don't agree with...
You know, tattoos on girls are hot.
No,
for
I
one that's not your girlfriend.
I disagree.
No, even for one that is your girlfriend, they're definitely hot.
I really don't like tattoos on girls.
Well, just picture the conversation.
What if it's your
like
name?
Trying to argue with your daughter about which one of mom's tattoos is your favorite.
Well, the one
there's
on
no
her ass cheek, of yeah, course.
That's what Kendall always says.
The real like stretch one right where the hip met, it looked good when she didn't have kids.
I don't like tattoos on women. I really don't. Does that make me a bad person?
But all the guys
that's
you sleep with have tattoos.
Okay,
I'm interested in them, on tattoos on women.
Only certain places is it okay. I really don't like them... Like
in their labia.
Well, I don't like that.
She totally just took off her underwear.
I don't like that. I don't like Asia Argento. Have you ever seen her?
Actually, she's no. a little. Gigantic, she's a little skinny.
Well, tattoo we'll right on her pelvis. What are you, bastards? I can't see what you're looking at.
This one's too skinny. So we'll see. I mean, there's a couple here.
No, she wasn't too skinny.
Did you notice that two of the girls are named after ex-presidents?
Nixon and Reagan.
Nixon and Reagan.
And Harding.
Good choices too.
Yeah. Polk and Harding.
Oh wait, so what's Sicily like? Those Italian
girls
are pretty
beautiful in the fall.
See.
So anyway, they struck first, as far as I know. Maybe somebody else got it first, but they were the first.
I'm sure the Japanese
strike.
And there's a tentacle.
The real hard part is how are people going to make money off of, because porno on the internet is driven off of money. It's the only successful one. So how are they going to make money off of like video podcasts?
They'll do interstitial
micropayments, my friend. Micropayments.
That's a possibility too. Yeah.
So you don't get the feed if you don't pay. Or?
I mean, eventually, won't. I mean, Apple's just doing the podcast subscriptions for free now because. But it wouldn't be that tough to hook it into the music store.
This wasn't on Apple. This is I go to their site, go to their feed, and then type it into iTunes.
Well, they can subscribe to a better feed.
There's going to have to be some kind of...
Yeah, I don't think there's any challenge to make money.
Eventually something will come around. Somebody will figure out the business model around it.
First they'll post it in ways that you can just go to the image or the podcast directory by just typing the URL, and then
they'll
figure out how to block all that.
You know, there we go. Maybe you have to jump through...
That's a great opening.
Jump through two hoops or something to get to the content. That's a great opening.
Slow, dog. Like you were slow.
Speaking of podcasting, I want to recommend a product called IntraVenus.
What does that do?
It's intra with the letter V and then news. And it's a plug-in for Outlook. Wait, what do you got there?
I'm fast-forwarding. while you're talking,
it's like
talking.
Benny Hill.
Doug's not so much interested in what they have to say, but you know what they have to show.
What they have to wear or not wear. Are they getting naked on there? Because I can't see what you guys are looking at.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
And as of right now. Now, she looks better.
All
right,
we need to...
Whatever thing is over
that?
The camera, then...
Is this not good radio?
Yeah, the... What is that, a yellow filter, maybe?
What you guys
like
going, ooh, oh.
So I'll flip this around for the other guys
see.
During
yeah,
this.
Well, they do it on Howard Stern a lot.
And you, sir.
You, miss, are
all right,
hot.
So got, just, you know, chick. You
so
know,
so you're telling us about Intra V something?
Intra V News, yeah. It's a free program for Outlook. And you can, that's cool.
All right, so there's also the NBC Nightly News is going to be a podcast now.
Oh, that's true.
You can hop on. I've been looking for a way to get news in the morning, something that they'll publish at like 4 a.m. that I can just plug in and grab before I go to work and then play on the way to work. Does anyone know a podcast like that?
Probably.
No, but, satellite radio's got that, the units now that you can pre-record, or that you can record kind of like a TiVo type thing.
I got to get the Sirius, though. I can't get
just
the
this. Get the Sirius,
just go
then.
Go on the iTunes and find the podcast.
They've got them.
Categorized. I'm sure there's
my 4 a.m. newscast?
There's
yes.
No.
I don't know about that.
You know what? Get the newscast out of the U.K., because they're five,
but
6 hours.
I don't care about other countries. I don't care about other countries.
BBC does world news. Yeah.
Yeah, they do, but then they also talk about. I actually have a feed right here.
So what?
They also talk about the latest happenings between Posh Spice.
Be
David
more
Beck.
Worldly, Russ. You
no,
know, expand your isolationistic tendencies.
All right, look. Let me tell you about Intravenous. God damn it! It's a plug-in for.
We're not the one interrupting you.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
what does the V
are?
Stand for?
All of you.
Italy MPs probe Niger irate claim.
Oh.
Peru Chile border row escalates. That's what I'm going to get from the BBC News.
Not row, row.
Well, whatever.
No, really, it's row.
No, when it's a fight, it's a row.
French police
I
sent to riot towns.
I believe Herb is correct on the pronunciation.
Well, anyway, look, Intra V News. It's a plug-in for Outlook. You can subscribe to podcasts and RSS feeds through that, and you get them in folders in your Outlook, like your mail folders.
Matt reads like Thunderbird like that.
Just like Firefox.
How you get it in Firefox. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you don't use Firefox or if you, you know, are just looking at your Outlook all day, you'll see that they'll light up. They'll check every 5 minutes or whatever, and they'll light up, and it's kind of cool.
I'm addicted to Outlook on my PC, not on my Macintosh.
I like to it?
Hey, I found a cool.
I use everything, every piece of it, because I even use the feature where it tells you all the documents within Office that you've touched recently. If I can't remember what I was working on, so the logging. I use the Post-it notes in there.
Do you really?
I really do.
Use the journal?
That sounds
the
like
you.
The
journal is the one I'm talking about.
That's what
it
tells
journals
you.
Everything you did. So if I was working on this spreadsheet, then it goes back to it. And
that's
I can go,
cool.
Oh, that was what I was doing.
That is indeed.
And, you know,
that's
the,
very
impressive. I got to tell you, Exchange 2003, the Outlook web access is really awesome.
Yeah,
it
it's
looks
really nice.
Exactly like.
Aren't you guys Outlook. On the Yahoo beta for their new web mail client?
Oh, I don't. I think I might have signed up.
You didn't.
I'm
use
not
it?
A very good beta tester because I forget that I'm actually.
It
beta
it's
testing.
Actually very nice. It's a. I don't know if it's as good as Exchange 2003's web client, but it's pretty drag and droppy and rich text and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Speaking of draggy, droppy, and all that kind of stuff, was it built in Ajax?
Quite honestly, I don't know.
Did you hear that new Yahoo Maps is not built with Ajax, although it looks much like Google? It's built with Flash.
Flash?
Really?
Flash. Whatever.
Flash?
Flash.
Amazing.
How did they do it?
I mean, well, it's similar.
Go ahead.
Coolness is all done on the client side using your Flash client.
Yeah.
So it's not desperately different in terms of the tiers.
There's a couple of development systems out there. One's called Laszlo, and one is called something else I can't remember. And
Dojo?
That's a weird name.
Can't recall. And their whole thing is they use Flash on the front and they do other stuff on the back and send it to you.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So
rich client apps
rendering.
On the web are getting better and better every day. Can I have my computer back?
Yes, sir.
Nokia launched opensource.nokia.com. It's the first place to look for information concerning Nokia involvement in the open source community.
Which is none.
Which is something I think about almost every day.
Now, I came prepared for this topic.
Psych.
I got a little rhyme that I kind of wanted to spill on you guys about that topic.
Spit, baby.
Hit it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on.
I like a Nokia. In the open source. I want community. Give a tribute to me. I said, "Don't kill."
Awesome. That was total freestyle, wasn't it?
I was right off the top of my head.
It's total Adam Sandler. Poppy to Poppy.
It's like whack a mole.
No, I did have another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. What was it?
Was it your itching?
It was technology related. Oh yeah. Did any of you guys get Revenge of the Sith DVD and how lame the special features are?
No.
What are the special features?
You mean by get?
Okay,
like
you didn't put anything back in the movie. It's a bunch of cut scenes that are crap. And one of the... you know how it's like, we got 6 hours of extra material. No kidding. They do this thing about everybody that's involved with, like, making a 10-second piece of the film or something like that. And that's, like, 4 hours long. No shit. They actually get they talk to the people that make the sandwiches.
They talk to
like,
the
craft services does not get enough credit.
Stuff like that.
Especially in an all-digital movie. Someone's
oh
got to feed
God,
Jar Jar.
Horrible.
What about the Yoda rap? Did you see that?
Is that in the DVD?
I heard it was an Easter egg.
Yeah, the Yoda breakdancing, not rap, right?
No, it was both.
Oh,
he,
it had
he breakdances and he raps.
Sent it as breakdancing. I would have turned the volume on.
Sorry. I don't think I said that. I said Yoda dance.
Yoda.
All right, well.
But
so
really, you got to talk right into it because when you're off, you can't hear you at all. That's why I gave you the headphones.
That's cool.
The So what is this, like the last straw for you? I mean, are you done now with the Star Wars?
This is the first one that I've watched that gets worse every time I watch it. And I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm afraid that I'm really afraid that they're all getting worse as I watch them, actually. All of them. Six of them.
But did you see the Lego Death Star 2? Death Star 2?
No, but I bet you I know someone who has.
I actually haven't. I saw a Lego Millennium Falcon.
No, there's a Lego Death Star 2. I thought, who posted that?
Somebody
I thought Dewey did.
Death Star 2?
You know, Doug. You know,
yeah, the second
really
one. You know, that.
Oh, that.
Yeah. The one that's like mostly constructed.
Yes.
Matt, you're
yes.
plenty loud.
Sorry about that.
Yes. It's okay.
Return of the Jedi gets a lot worse.
So we can put this out there, guys.
Did anybody see the big critical interpretation of somebody interviews or describes it as a true literary critical interpretation of the film?
Nice ass to face there, Ross.
I didn't read it because I don't care that much about Star Wars, but it's supposed to be quite in-depth and very glowing.
Apparently
review.
Somebody does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Irv, just
what?
With using American International Sign Language, told me he thought that Return of the Jedi gets worse.
Well, I think all six of them actually are getting worse as I watch them.
You got to learn how to watch the movies. And here's why.
With a particular mix
nine.
Of drugs.
Here's
how
Revenge
how
of the Sith
them?
Doesn't work.
Do
it's because
bone induction?
You pick the subplot that is good and just keep going to that. So just go to the Luke, Vader, Emperor one in Jedi. Just ignore all the bullcrap that happens on Endor. They land, the thing blows up, everything went as planned. Who cares, right?
It's just a trap.
Yeah, just like...
It's a tarp.
First movie...
It's a tarp.
First movie, when they fly away from Naboo, turn the movie on again when they land on Coruscant. Now, Attack of the Clones is actually pretty decent plot-wise. I know a lot of people don't like it, but it moves pretty fast. But there's nothing to jump around with on Revenge of the Sith. It's one plot line.
You know what I didn't like about Revenge of the Sith was the way that they would get across the galaxy in 5 minutes and just all go to the same place and
that's
be there 5 minutes
like?
Later. Well, I mean, this is one of the things that really stuck out. Was like, he goes to... What's that like?
I thought you didn't like that guy who sits 2 seats down.
Well, he goes
us.
To that planet that looks like Pittsburgh in its heyday or something. All right, and it's like producing all these, you know.
I don't think he's talking
about
Coruscant.
Is this one written by Michael Chabon?
Not Coruscant, the one way out.
Mustafar.
The one Mustafar far away.
The lava one?
No,
Mustafar
not,
sounds
not
like
the lava
way
one.
Jar Jar Binks would have named it.
No, that's it.
Mustafar. Okay, fine. Well, he goes all the way the hell out there, and then 5 minutes later, you know.
He's there.
Isn't hyperspace a wonderful thing?
There's Obi-Wan.
Did you want to watch, like, 30 months of
yeah, that would be 2001
you know, honestly,
is what you want to watch.
Honestly, if
do you want to see
I,
him
why,
sitting
that's
in the
too
combat,
bad Kubrick didn't direct.
One hand on the wheel, one heel, one hand trying to open a bag of cheese nips. You know, you're wrestling with his Slurpee.
Can't get
no,
a station.
Up with a Slim Jim.
Damn it, I'm in the middle of Ohio with nothing but country.
Nobody knows but him.
We'll watch him play chess with Hal.
Star Wars, not 2001.
Whatever. Whatever. Don't they have Hal's?
They have IBM.
But
now.
The one part, when the one cut scene where they reveal that Yoda is in fact an Ewok is ridiculous, and they should have left it.
It was like the
wait,
Gollum
what?
As a hobbit.
Wait a minute.
What?
Scene. What?
You guys
you didn't
are
know?
Loser. Of course
Yoda
not.
Is an Ewok?
No, he's not.
Yub yub.
He's the most special
yub, yub.
Ewok.
Yub yub.
I really believe that for a good 10 minutes.
Wait. Yoda is an Ewok? Seriously?
We still don't know what he is.
He's a booger.
He's a booger?
He's a bugger.
I don't know. I don't know what he is. I actually didn't like his fighting style. I was excited to watch him fight Dooku, and then I
well,
was
what
like,
else are they going to do?
He was a little flippy, well, spinny thing.
I was upset he used a lightsaber.
What should he have used?
It's
a blaster cannon?
I thought that the Emperor and Yoda were so powerful they didn't need that crap. They just like, wow.
You know what I think it is with them? I think it's like, you know, it's the ultimate expression of their, you know, isn't Jedi powers.
Yoda the only one who caught lightning?
It's actually their skill with the lightsaber. It's the gentleman's
is that,
way.
Is that right?
That's like when everything breaks down with me, I just got to dance.
You like a Cavaliers girl?
Yeah.
So that protein evolved in you sometime between 8 and 20.
I did take breakdancing lessons, guys.
Lessons?
Well, from Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I love that video. Hey, you got what new internet meme has popped up lately?
Well, there's the
I don't know. I don't.
There's the
chocolate milk kids
really playing Xbox.
The chocolate milk one was hysterical.
Did you watch that, Doug?
What's a meme? Honestly,
an idea.
It's you know genetics
almost,
has genes.
Yeah.
Well, memetics has memes. I ain't kidding. Look it up.
Dictionary.com.
That was one of the most unhelpful.
That's why ever. Drew's got the saggiest balls.
Go to Wikipedia and look up memes.
That's not directly why.
But
the genes do play a part in that.
Okay, a unit of cultural transmission or a unit of imitation. Examples of memes are tunes, ideas, catchphrases.
It's a unit?
Clothes, fashions, ways of making pots or building arches.
So the fat
ways
guy covered in mustard pots. Is like just 30 memes?
Just
it makes it measurable. You've got to be able to measure this stuff.
Genes propagate themselves in the gene pool by leaping from body to body via sperms or eggs.
Hot.
So memes propagate themselves in the meme pool by leaping from brain to brain via a process which in the broad sense can be called imitation. So, okay, so it's any of these little things. Could be, yeah, guy covered in mustard
or Paris
Admiral
Hilton.
Akbar saying it's a trap.
It's
or
a tarp.
The 9-year-old yelling to his mom he wants chocolate milk or Star Wars kid. Or
the chimp using a stick to dig ants out of the anthill.
Or the one that's the what?
That's
it's
a tool meme, which is
really?
Why
it's a
we have computers.
Meme is just not in our culture.
Oh, okay. But that one's not new.
No,
but it is new.
Did I say it was new?
No, I was saying what's new.
Oh, the chocolate milk.
Well, I think the chocolate milk.
The chocolate milk.
The chocolate milk. Oh, by the way, I love that animated GIF on Anchorbutt.
The pickle.
Oh, the pickle is good. I really like the one about like I want McDonald's.
No, that one's old. The
I know it's old, but it's still too dead.
Anchorbutt.blogspot.com.
It reminds me of fuck
that.
Shit piss. The Flash animation fuck shit piss.
Not familiar with that meme.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That one made a lot of rounds in the old IT office.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Fuck shit piss.
Overton was a big fan.
You don't remember that one?
I don't.
All right, you gotta
oh
go
my
find
god.
It.
What
are you? What are you gonna search for?
Hey, Drew. Tell us where the blog is, please.
Google a Flash fuck shit piss.
Oh, I got a big wow.
Anchorbutt.blogspot.com.
Two T's.
Two Holy T's, cow. Yes. Anchorbutt.
Did we ever get that Fark Photoshop this?
He found it.
I found it first try.
Yeah.
Fuck shit piss. Came right up.
Give me the. Put on the headphones and see if you can hear it.
I don't think I get it.
There's really I don't know if there's anything
guys,
to get.
It's completely worthless. Don't find it.
There's really not much to get, but it's kind of humorous.
I think I like the Badgers better.
The Badgers?
Badgers.
You're talking about Wolverines?
This is an animutation.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
These are all the famous animutations from that same guy that like.
This one's old. This one's really old.
It's that same guy, or is it?
Is that Princess Diana in the General Lee?
Yeah, it is. I really like the one where the kid is screaming at the buffet and his grandmother's head is turning around. I really like that one.
So that's internet meme.
I just found some news.
What'd you got?
So here's the cool thing.
Just in.
So
what you got, man?
For people that are going to subscribe to this via iTunes, what I'm going to do I'm going to embed all the links of everything that we talk about into it. So as we talk about it, as the topic switches like it's going crazy, open up your artwork window in iTunes and you'll get a new link and just click on it and then you don't have to worry about it. Hit pause on our podcast and then listen to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 parentheses fuck shit piss.
Yeah, I think that's what it would be called. I don't know. I think it's called fuck shit piss and parentheses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know what it is. It's really weird.
I interrupted.
I also like Yatta.
You do?
Do you like Yatta?
Is that the girl Yoda?
No, Yatta, the Flash. The Flash animation, Yatta. Y-A-T-T-A. It was actually a Japanese song by this group of Japanese guys that are kind of do humorous songs, and they performed it like dancing around like naked with just like fig leaves on or something on this big.
That is exactly the description I got in Google when I searched for it.
What, are you serious?
Yeah, it said men dance around wearing fig leaves.
He's not lying about
that. But some people don't find this funny.
Okay, but the thing about it is you go get the Flash thing where the guy took the song Yatta and kind of transmogrified the Japanese words into English-sounding words that, like, they go like, Ohio! And then he goes like, Ohio. The state of Ohio goes, you know, flying past you.
It's like elephants, yeah.
What?
I found it.
There's a Pavarotti thing.
Okay,
it's
so
Italian,
guys.
But it sounds like he's saying elephants, yeah.
The link when I make the whistle will change to the Yatta link that we're talking about.
Oh, I
now.
Like how the progress bar goes through your address bar.
Now, link to Yatta.
Okay. So, guys, talk about something. And
well, Russ had some news.
Okay, here we go.
Russ has some news.
Exciting is your stuff.
It's a really good little song, too.
We need to watch this later. We're just going to ruin the whole show by entertaining ourselves when we're supposed to be entertaining others.
Well, we could entertain others while
watching.
Brought
to you by the letter G.
All right, I'll hambone it.
Hambone.
What were you going to say?
Oh, come on, Russ, you got news.
Well, I don't know if anyone's ever used FolderShare. Anyone heard of FolderShare? It's kind of a peer-to-peer application where you can just share folders with your buddies.
That seems pretty
like
cool.
Like Manila folders?
It's pretty neat. I downloaded it and never really got into it. Yes, Manila folders. Jackhole. Anyway, today, early in the day, there's a piece of news that the Mac version went offline because of some bugs, and they took it down, which is a little unusual, and said it'll come back in a week or so. And just now, I pop up my newsreader, and it appears FolderShare has been acquired by Microsoft, and Microsoft's going to make it part of their new Live page.
And are they killing the Mac version?
Who knows what the deal with that is? It's very confusing.
I wouldn't surprise me if
they did. My company is actually a direct competitor with Microsoft's FolderShare.
What is?
This is probably going to hurt us.
Well, there you go.
What is a direct competitor with FolderShare?
I didn't think you did
FolderShare,
that kind of stuff.
It's online file collaboration.
Oh. Is that something your company does?
We can help to. We definitely.
They have the technology.
So how'd you do with the WebSphere guy?
You can enable it.
Oh, Doug, you've come so far in 3 years.
Hey, by the way, I was talking to somebody. I don't remember who I was talking to, but they're saying that Civilization 4 was pulled because it was so full of bugs.
No way! I've been playing it for at least 20 hours
yeah,
since
it
came out.
It too.
I heard it's full of bugs, and they recalled it.
Speaking of things that are gone, my favorite website, BugMeNot.com, went away.
What was BugMeNot?
BugMeNot was a huge database of
passwords.
They
didn't make things. They made things you like easier to get to.
Yes, like, you know, you go to New York Times, and they say, you have to do free registration. And it's a hassle, and you don't want to share all your information. You go to BugMeNot and put in NewYorkTimes.com, and they give you back a username and password that somebody else already did for you.
Ah, I used to do that for porn sites. Used to go to bestpasswords.com, and they would
circle.
Have all these different porn sites with somebody.
I thought you meant you was a dude that was sharing them.
No, I wasn't the dude sharing them. I was the dude using them.
That guy who does that is a cool dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to just watch porn. I want you guys to watch porn.
Well, I want you to watch porn with me.
Drew, put your pants on.
put on another pair.
Put on three pairs of pants. Yeah, you're right. BugMeNot.com. It says the domain name expired on 10/29/05 and is pending renewal or deletion.
So now you have to,
and
I don't know.
It's been
maybe
parked free by GoDaddy.
Maybe register.
You mean GodAddy?
With New York Times.
It's something. The God address.
GodAddy. That's pretty funny. I like that. I like that,
Russ. It was made up. You mean GoDad?
You're a
D-Y?
You're a clever son of a bitch. Let's see. What else? What else we got?
Yeah, nothing.
We got anything? Anything at
I'm
all?
I'm reading Drew's rebuttal of the trash compactor critique.
Oh, that was kind of funny.
Anchorbutt.
That's not
blogspot.com.
I think it's funny.
Why do you think it's funny?
Because it's not a documentary. But your rationale was pretty good, and like I liked how you used words like egress.
Set it up, yeah.
And
Why don't you read it? Why don't you read it to us?
Because
well,
it's long.
It's hardly that long, is it?
Just as a background, there's a McSweeney's article from years ago. McSweeney's being the sort of literary funny page wherein somebody, I hurt my elbow playing volleyballs.
You sure did.
wherein McSweeney's critiqued the fact that there's a trash compactor on this Death Star and that it works so poorly and it has animals and metal shit and it's got all kinds
and
of
why
logistical
problems.
And why is there a
vent to the hallway?
Yeah, an event into the detention block.
You know what? Jesus Christ!
Cell block 113. Entire
movie!
What was your comment? You said, well, thank you. How can anyone disagree with it? It's obviously a documentary.
And he always says that, man. Anytime you get
Star Wars
nitpick,
is a documentary.
Like, no, you can't nitpick Star Wars. It's a documentary. There's no argument. I'm like, I guess in a way, it is a documentary. I mean, who are we to say it didn't happen?
A long time ago.
In right. a galaxy some distance away.
Completely unnecessary.
Hey, by the way, it's too bad Amitai's not here. We got NetBSD 2.1 was released.
Anybody see the hot new logo for?
Yeah, for
I
FreeBSD.
Saw. Yeah,
that
I
was
didn't see
nice.
The hot one. I just
you
saw
see
the
shiny.
Well, it was just like a red ball with horns.
Yes, it's an abstract little devil guy. It's pretty cool.
Whatever.
Did you see their
a red ball with horns?
Red ball with horns.
I got that one weekend.
Is that a drink here?
You get it from rough sex.
Maybe it's a martini.
A little penicillin clears it right up.
Red Bull.
Red Ball.
I like an orange camel with thorns.
No, I'm sorry. We only have Red Bull with horns.
Oh.
All right. Hey, there was an argument we were having walking home from Din Din today, which was, a martini, what constitutes a martini?
Do not. Get me started.
Here we go.
Does it just have to be served in a martini glass?
No, that's not true. That's a cocktail.
What?
All the crap they're putting in martini glasses.
Is there a definition of this? Because I don't know.
Martini is gin and
rum, coke, and sliced lime.
Well, then what is, when they order, what is an appletini?
It's not a martini.
It's a cocktail they put in a martini glass.
Also,
glass.
Teeny just means something else. Teeny means glass.
Teeny means nothing.
I think martini has now come to refer to the glass more than the actual drink itself. You say, I'll have a gin martini or a vodka martini.
Well, right
everybody
there,
knows
it's
what
bullshit.
That means.
Gin martini
I'd
is
like
redundant.
A chicken soup teeny.
I think you can get that.
Chicken soup martini for the soul.
There's just nothing you can say to that.
Do you guys like Carl's Jr.? Or Hardee's?
We don't have.
I was talking about
Carl's Jr., dude. California
today.
Boy.
Oh my God! Eat it every day.
They have a burger with onion rings on it.
Yeah, I mean, this in the most like geeky way. They've got great hamburgers.
Well, all the California joints. You got your In-N-Out, your Fat Burger, you got all the good stuff out there.
I totally fly a Fat Burger when I'm way out west.
Hey, right on. When I'm in Vegas,
Fat Burger is coming to Ohio. I swear to God,
it isn't. Hey, what?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Speaking of
I'm
this,
sorry. I guess I was wrong.
What was the original name of Rally's?
Snaps.
Sonic.
Snaps.
It was Snaps with two P's.
But Rally's
found
and Sonic
out.
Are total. They
how'd
do
find that out?
Mutual advertising, I believe.
Why'd
dinner
you
conversation?
That?
If you'd come to dinner, you would have known these things.
Yeah, Drew.
Drew.
I don't
Drew.
Believe the Snaps
sorry,
thing.
Fellas.
Drew. Drew.
I came to dinner last.
Draw
time.
In the past tense.
I came to Shrimp on Wednesday. Have
that's
you been
okay.
to that bar?
Draw.
Happy Dog Bar.
What?
They like this new bar, the Happy Dog.
That's not it sounds like I'd like it. What is it do they have?
You would like it. It's full of emo kids and
no, I want you said Happy
Square
Dogs.
Glasses
they,
and
they have a oh, they geez. Have a Chucky doll on the shelf in the dining area.
And an Elvis Presley lamp.
Bunch of kids that are pissed off
and
because they couldn't find their Yo La Tanga t-shirt to go out with.
Lots of Polka Mans.
Yo La Tango.
I guess it's hip, but I'm
Yo
not,
La Tango.
So I don't really enjoy
I
it
I like your
new
glasses, Drew.
Thanks.
It's not
buddy.
All that hip there.
No, I don't think it was
the hip
at
kids
all.
Go, and then they also have Polka Mans.
What did I you mean, shave your face as for Halloween this year, Drew?
I got nothing.
You didn't go with anything?
I thought about it, but when it
you did not Dalek eyes?
I didn't.
Weak.
What?
Week.
What?
Week.
So it's a pretty good bar, and the drinks are good, and the food is good, but I'm not
but where is
to
it?
Be there. It's over
I really think
Detroit
you're
and 58th.
Underestimating hey, yourself and overestimating the bar.
Oh, yeah, I think it just the screensaver just kicked in. Not to worry.
Throw something at the mouse.
All right, hey, Matt, this is going to be very geeky, but I wanted to run this by you real quick. The mouse is on the table there. Look to your right. Look to your right. There's a mouse. Move it a little. And we have... don't do it much. All right. Please. It's, everything's pretty messed up back there. Hey, Matt. I want to run this by you.
I'm listening.
I want to run by Joe Zonker Brockmeyer's article called "My Sysadmin Toolbox."
Oh, I was reading that.
Where he listed his 10 most important tools in his Linux.
I bookmarked that
toolbox.
I bookmarked it and didn't read it, so it's going to be a little rough to talk about it.
One of them is a CD ripping software, so it's a little suspect.
So his first
to the
one
list.
Is Vim.
Yeah, it's VI improved.
Yeah,
improved.
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 You don't like
improved.
Have anything to say about it?
VI rocks. Only real hacksaws know how to use VI. You don't need VIM.
Yeah, I just use VI. Although I don't really know how to use it.
I know how to use VI. I really do.
I believe you.
Can you mark
colon,
text? I cannot
colon,
mark text.
Q or can, colon WQ.
Oh, I am so impressed with your elite skills.
GNU screen. New screen. GNU screen.
Oh, screen. Damn. That does...
Some kind of virtualized.
It tees your output.
That sounds horrible.
Never mind. Skip that one. I don't feel like describing that.
C-Dargs. C-D-Args.
Those are the bad guys in...
Revenge of the Sith.
No, that other one. The it's one where they make the video game and they trick the kid into playing it so that he can come be a pilot. The Last Starfighter.
It's a show.
Oh, yeah.
WGET.
Is that the one
W-get's
where the...
WGET's an excellent web getting utility.
You gotta have. You can get that on Windows, too. You should.
Yeah,
you
should have
all
it.
Kinds of good stuff with WGET.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like curl.
Yeah, it just lets you go hit the web, and you get the page back in text form, and then you can hack it up or do whatever you got to do.
Dig.
Yeah.
Would you guys wear a pacemaker that was...
Domain Internet
Dig is NS lookups
dig
replacement.
Dig is required.
Yeah, you have Dig.
If you ain't got Dig,
you
ain't got a system.
Would you wear a pacemaker that was controlled with Bluetooth?
No.
They have them now.
I heard Paris
I heard
Hilton's got hacked. Wilford Brimley's got hacked.
I think you probably pair the two devices. I'm going to get the one with the earpiece so I can hit my side button and go beat or something like that.
Please keep beating.
Hey, Irv, what's the Earl of this top 10 list you're looking at?
This is
it's in my bookmarks, dude.
It's a mess. That's there.
Right at the bottom. I have a lot of bookmarks.
www.linux.com/article.pl?sid=05/10/26/215206
I have a lot of bookmarks.
/26/215206 It's a pretty fucked up Earl.
Thank you, Irv.
Sorry, I burped again.
It's really just linux.com/article.pl with an argument
of SID.
The date.
Well, it's got
5/10. That's not a date, I guess.
Let's talk more about the URL. This is fascinating.
Well,
not.
You know, it's got some slashes in it. That's pretty cool.
Hey,
so is your mom.
Gen.
That's an excellent utility for generating a password that's not exactly simple.
That's good for admins who have to change passwords often and keep root passwords relatively secure.
Here's one. Telnet. What is that?
Did you read this, Matt?
I didn't even read the article. I mean, come on. These are...
I know what Telnet is.
Well, but
Jesus.
They point out not using Telnet for actual shell access, but rather to test a number of other protocols, like
sure.
You
well, sure.
Telnet,
I mean,
to
you can, you
port
can,
25
you can connect
on a
to any
mail
port
server.
On it,
right,
but
you read the article.
What do I look like? A volleyball player?
What's happened to that Browns hat?
It's tired.
It's gone through some
bleaching. It's not even orange
anymore.
No,
this is all sun, man.
Sun?
Yeah.
It literally looks like it's gone through the Clorox deal.
Nope. That's all sun.
That's amazing.
It used to be orange. Now it's not.
It used to be SGI. Amazing.
I mean, literally, right, it's almost pink.
So is your mom.
What's the next tool?
R-Sync.
Excellent utility for synchronizing two file systems
two
or
directories,
other
yeah.
things. Yeah.
I really hope my wife answers that. I hope she realizes we're down here doing a show.
Something's blowing up something. That's all
well,
I know.
You know, it doesn't look like it.
Oh, well.
Top-notch production
last
quality.
Last week when it rang, there was like all kinds of googly noises
oh, yeah,
and fax machines and stuff.
I turned off the caller ID voice thing.
What are you doing,
my
Russ?
Computer. It's like,
I have another thing.
Call
You're
going to
drop
one.
That.
You know, it's like, I don't need that.
that.
What the hell? What is the matter with you guys?
You got me all tied up.
All right. So what else? Anything? I mean, what? You know, Microsoft's going to do a application site thing?
I just hope that everybody signs the petition for Apple to make Media Center have make a front Front Row, their new software that's only on the iMac, make it come out for Mac Minis and have it have TiVo functionality.
Dude, send me the link and I will I'll sign that petition in a heartbeat. Absolutely, send me the link.
The link will be in the podcast.
Okay.
And the link will be there.
What are you talking
about? The link will be in.
Drew makes the sound like a leopard.
I don't even know.
That's the sound. It's gonna be right there.
All right, what are you? What is it? Tell me again, damn it.
Is that
okay,
kind of like
I don't
want
to listen to this whole stupid show.
Front Row is a way to organize all your photos, your TV shows, your movies, your music, what
that
have you.
Wookie.
The way that Apple does it really well. But
fat.
It's only on iMac. You
Why
can't,
would they
you
do
can't
that?
Even get
That's
the
so
software.
Mean.
You have to hack it and do it.
Because it's all part of that iLife.
It is. And I want to rip every one of my movies and keep it on my hard disk so I can just reference it.
What movies do you have?
I'm hacking something to work on a system. I had to install Small Business Server 2003 in an existing domain.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
And you have to you have to demote everything else? No? What'd you do?
Okay, here's what you have to do. Okay, here's
Copy
what you have
it
to
do. Into
when
a
you go
folder.
Because when you go to install Small Business Server... or if it's like the if you try to set it up and join it to the domain, it won't do it.
Right.
Okay. What you have to do is here's what you do: you build a Windows 2000 server or 2003 server. Okay. You join that to the domain as a domain and promote it.
Yeah.
And take over all the master roles because the small business server has to be
the master.
The master plus, and you can't have any trusts.
Yes. Right.
It's really weird. But anyway,
it's meant for a single server deployment.
I understand.
Small business.
But it doesn't have to be. You can have. You know, just single forest, no trust. But you can have multiple domain controllers and other exchange servers as well. But
why would you?
Well,
I haven't understood one word since the sound of the
leopard.
This.
So
I wasn't so big on that one.
You build another server, and you promote it, and you take over all the operations masters and FSMO roles and all that stuff, right? Okay, then you upgrade it.
Yeah.
To Small Business Server 2003. Done. But I ran into a problem because the version of Small Business Server 2003 that I had was OEM. And when I went to
upgrade it didn't want to do it.
It said, no, I can't do that. I can only upgrade other OEM versions. So I did a little search.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's a registry entry that says something like W2K install, and it was a zero.
Yeah,
and I changed
it
to a
one,
and then it installed no problem.
Nice. Well done, Irv.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see it. You know, I mean, really, that didn't to me seem like much of a.
I found a cool application this week.
What?
Have you heard of Derek's Bootin' Nuke?
Derek's Boot and Nuke.
Boot and Nuke.
This sounds like a really messed up country music phenomenon.
It's a floppy and or a CD bootable disc that will totally erase your hard drive safe enough to go sell it. Or put on eBay or
or
on
your
the trash
last day of work.
Or whatever. Your last day of work.
It's like just like Kill Disc.
Might be.
Yeah. Kill active.
But this
kill
one's
disc
free.
Kill Disc. Yeah, well, Kill Disc is free.
I found a fun Firefox
this one's free.
Plugin.
Does
a
it
fun fi- a fun
also
Firefox
erase your hard drive? Because that
no.
would be very fun.
It's kind of simple. It's called Open in IE or something like that. And it lets you click a link and open it with Internet Explorer instead of with Firefox. So that if you're testing on both systems, or so if you have a crappy application,
iView, you mean?
I think that's what it's called.
I've had that installed for a while. I also have Opera View.
Well, I found it today.
They have a new one that will open it the IE.
Yeah.
In a Firefox tab.
That's what I read, and I was all excited about it. And then I downloaded it, and it didn't do it. But maybe it's because I use Mozilla, not Firefox.
Wait.
I don't know. Maybe.
What is it supposed to do?
You're on a web page, and you right click, and you can open that page or the link you click on in IE. So you can see what it looks like if you're developing web stuff, what it looks like in both browsers.
Cross-browser testing tool.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's not even that. It's even simpler.
It's just a thing.
A thing with stuff.
Just a thing.
Derek's Boot Nuke is spelled D-A-R-I-K, by the
D-A-R-I-K. way. D-A-R-I-K. Yeah, that's a good point, because I would be looking for D-E-R-E-K.
It's all kind of like how the Department of Energy stays secure, and I don't know. They got crazy.
What's with this? What is with this rootkit bullshit, man? The Sony DRM rootkit stuff.
That is
pretty
weird.
That sucks, man.
I mean, you go and you get this CD, and if you want to listen to it on your computer, you have to install a little DRM thing, and it does.
Well, it does it for you.
It does a rootkit, and it's like, and it completely exposes your computer to all kinds of harm, and you can't remove it. You cannot remove it unless you're an absolute expert. I mean, it took the guy from SysInternals like 6 hours to get rid of it.
Can I move it if I put my body into it?
Well, you could reformat your hard drive.
You could move it. I could move it.
Maybe you could do a system restore.
You get your root kit.
You put your,
back into it.
And when I make us a love, we'll put my root kit.
I don't like this rootkit business. I really don't.
So you should clarify then that it's on Sony audio CDs that you stick into.
Well,
your
it was this one in particular that was called "Getting Right with the Man."
Yes.
So it was kind of ironic.
Something Samuel Jackson would say.
I don't know, but it was like basically, you know, some sort of quote unquote, you know, anti-establishment band that was putting a frickin' rootkit on your computer.
That's a beer can opener. Or beer bottle opener.
I didn't know what that was the whole night.
Actually, why is it stuck?
Don't look straight into it when it's stuck.
You blind yourself.
Shoot anything
you shoot
at
your
me,
eye
man.
Out.
It's all right. It's the popper topper, ladies and gents. The popper topper. Are we running out of gas here? You guys want to end the show? What's the matter? What's going on?
Well, it was great being back and BSing with you guys.
Yeah, it was nice to have you back.
I want a beer.
It's good to have no phone calls and stuff, so that whole organization thing was pissing me off when we did it last time.
Now that we're
flying by the seat of Irv's pants, life's good.
it's a jumbo plane.
It's a pretty moist flight.
Speaking of running out of gas.
Not running out of gas. Not running out of gas on the seat of my pants.
Oh, snap. You got served.
Oh,
you
got served an in-flight meal. By the way, has anyone ever been on a plane and enjoyed the wonderful taste of Biscoff?
Tell me what Biscoff is.
They're these little brand of cookies called Biscoff cookies.
Are they biscuits? Are they from the UK?
They're actually not from the UK. They're little cookies. They taste a lot like the Pepperidge Farm Bordeaux cookie. Those things are the bomb. I mean,
which ones are the Bordeaux cookies?
They're flat and thin. They're kind of rectangular and they're kind of like real flaky.
You know what the best part about flying is? Is when you go on really long trips, like internationally, and they give you the hot towel in the morning. That's the best part.
If you're in first class on a trip on all Nippon Airways, you should try business class on all Nippon Airways to Tokyo.
Do they give you the hot towel?
They give you a Chinese massage, don't they?
They give you a hot towel with a happy ending.
Hot curl.
Get this. Okay, because I moved out to...
Asian girls.
You can get a hot towel on any street in L.A. is what's great.
$30 in a
from the guy.
Yeah, how much do hot towels run you now?
A hot towel?
Yeah.
Maybe you got the hot water. We can get your towel wet.
Leave the money on the.
I don't know what it means. Do you know what I also thought was a dirty term? You know, like you could like the Pittsburgh Pirate has been in. It's now a dirty term.
Pittsburgh Bladder?
No, the Pittsburgh Pirate, which is ironically. Its rival is the
Ribald.
The Cleveland Steamer.
That was the Pittsburgh Platter.
That could be presented in a much more beautiful manner.
The Cleveland Steamer and the Pittsburgh Platter.
The poker in the eye and what's the pirate?
The phaser?
Kicker in the shin and poker in the eye.
That's not sexual.
Depends what you're into, man.
No, but I don't know why this keeps popping into my head this whole show, but it's a kid's movie.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's a kid's movie.
does Lemony Snicket sound dirty to you?
Yes, it does.
But how would you use it? I gave her the Lemony Snicket. I was...
No. It's like this.
Well, I took my hand and Lemony Snicket.
I'd
it
like
was
to point
all
out
you know,
that...
I'd like to lick your Lemony Snicket.
Dude, so.
Oh, yeah. I have one? Do you have one? Does a girl have one?
I'd like a girl to lick my
girls
Lemony
have two.
Snicket.
You know what? I think we're actually getting more dorky without talking.
We are more dorky.
Girls smell nice.
I'm looking at www.sexualpositionsfree.com.
Look up the flying squirrel.
You should see the one that costs money.
And indeed, I'm looking at anal sex positions.
This is going to be great.
And they do the whole thing.
I'll make a sound.
No, they do the
Bing!
Whole
thing.
I'm not putting that
they
link.
They demonstrate all the sexual positions
Wait,
with
I will
these
do a
little
picture
dolls.
For everything you say.
they
do it in Microsoft Paint.
They do them with all these little dolls.
Who does what?
This whole site.
Wait, I got to have a doll to do a sexual position? I just want to have time with my wife.
Just go to the website, for Christ's sake.
I don't understand.
How does this web work?
Go to sexualpositionsfree.com.
Well, can I get to it from the AOL?
You can. You can get to it from the AOL. You and the missus.
Does your girl let her? You never mind. I can't even do it. Even AOL is dirty.
Look, see? I mean, they show you everything with dolls.
Oh, it's Ken and Barbie.
Well, yeah, but they have no hair. They're like, you know, you don't even...
Skinhead Ken and Barbie?
Was that the flying squirrel?
I could tape hair on it.
Skinhead Barbie.
I want it to be realistic.
Skinhead Barbie.
Do Daleks have hair?
Do what?
I'm not sure.
Do who?
Daleks.
Oh.
I like this one.
I hope so.
Like, I clicked on the category called acrobatic sex, and some of them are like crazy upside down squat and the winged Eros and blah, blah, blah. Then one is
Euro?
Called,
you
one
mean
is,
like they gyro?
They have cool names, and then one goes, her ass in the air. That's the name of this position. Is her ass in the air. I mean,
look up the underwater magician.
Look up the lemony snake.
I'm kidding. I just made that up now.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Position.
Thank you.
Are you hoping it's there?
I'm looking up underwater.
Isn't that what it's called when she blows you underwater?
Okay. Mrs. Ma Mei, China's first underwater magician, staged a large magic and illusion performance in Changsha's underwater world.
Where?
And all Nippon Airways.
My next trip. Oh, I blew it.
Oh.
I'm going to try underwear magician.
No, it's underpants.
Netherwear.
Well, here goes. Product search results for underwear magician.
Drew, put your pants
Hans
on.
Hans Christian Andersen collection, Thumbelina.
Thumbelina underpants?
I don't understand. Does product search results
really
for underwear magician, and it says Hans Christian Andersen collection,
by the way,
Thumbelina.
That Danny Kaye movie is my second favorite movie of all time.
What's your first favorite Danny Kaye movie?
Is it the gay porn he makes with his lover?
It's Walter Mitty, isn't it?
Oh, what do you guys think about the Mr. Sulu coming out of the closet?
Surprise.
What did I think about it? I was shocked.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Sulu. George Takei. George Takei it in the
ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
George take it in the ass.
That guy is so gay, he can pop balloons with his mind.
What the hell was that?
You read Dilbert the other day, didn't you?
No. I don't read Dilbert. I got it. I got the joke. I don't read Dilbert anymore.
I got it.
Works. Ah, work sucks. Well, there's another asshole.
Boss
ah.
are stupid. My dog is smarter than
me. I can't wait till the guy that does Dilbert gets divorced. And then he's like, here's our new friend that's working here, stupid wife bitch.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it all changed from work to just, you know.
Because, you know, because it's like his characters
character.
Are so annoying. It's like, here's Loud Lady, you know, the new person that's working there. Like, oh, I know somebody like that at my workplace.
That's sort of the point.
That's exactly the point, but I get it, you know. And I just want him to, like, I want him to, like, attack his family with it or something.
I see.
Like, the recluse father. He's our new character.
He drinks a lot. Ignores me.
God.
I want him to get serious like Funky Winkerbean.
Oh, I hope that never
Funky
happens.
Funky Winkerbean got serious?
Funky Winkerbean, every time I read it, I do want to kill myself.
And Funky Winkerbean got serious?
Slash food. Is a good idea? Oh,
iPod cookies. Wow, they look delicious.
I can really only eat a nano.
You can't eat just one.
Just
no,
a
nano. Funky Winkerbean is like he got a divorce and... One guy went to war. And
you mean
got
Tom Badiak?
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crankshaft went to hell, too.
Yeah.
Did he die finally?
In U.S. Acres. No, I don't fucking know.
No.
Oh,
he didn't die yet. He still hasn't died yet.
Oh, I was hoping that old piss bag finally bit it and went to hell.
They're going to give a show to Boondocks. You ever read that cartoon strip? Boondocks?
I might have a long time
I saw the trailer for it.
Comedy
Sucks. Yeah.
Deathnik.
Sucks.
Maybe we could do that webcomic, Crankshaft in Hell.
Oh.
Crankshaft went to hell.
Yeah. Call him Shankcraft.
Shankcraft in
yep,
hell.
And you know what he's doing? He's striking out that guy with the Toledo Mun helmet for the rest of his life.
You know which cartoon?
Running
guy,
over
cartoon
mailboxes with his school bus.
I was shocked that the Family old. Circle got serious.
Well, his kids drive.
Family Circus, excuse
yeah.
me. That would have been funny if I'd said it.
They've been shocked that you still read it. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, how did it get serious?
I'm just kidding. But I remember the last one I read was little. I think it was little Billy.
Yeah.
There it is, the bottom of the page, waiting to suck.
He was looking out the window at like the North Star or something, a big star in the sky. He's crying, and his mom's like, why are you crying? And he says, he looks at her and he goes,
Mom, there's still too many Jews.
And he goes, why? Yeah, well, kind of. He goes, why did Jesus have to die?
Are you kidding me?
And she looks at him and goes, he had to die for our sins. And Billy goes, yeah, but I haven't done anything.
Not me.
Not me sins for all
and
of us.
You know what? And until he admits it, he is going to go to hell.
That little piece of shit. I still don't think it was appropriate to have him, hideously raped by his father the next week in the cartoon strip. It was awful.
That was for calling him a monkey-punching douche. Remember that?
Who? What?
Drew looking for a little bag of... You remember that, don't
I was reading some. What's up?
And what happened to BC? He went off the deep end years ago.
There's a guy.
John Hart?
He likes his Christ. He likes it a lot.
Johnny Hart went...
Wizard of Id, BC, nuts. All that stuff.
Wizard of Id stayed chill.
But why
BC
the
was
guy,
crazy.
Dude.
It's hilarious because he went nutso Christian on BC, and it's BC. What's the matter with you?
Oh my God, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, I just don't get it.
Why don't we talk instead about comics that are pretty good?
There aren't any, man.
We tried to talk about Calvin Hobbes last week, and he dissed it.
I thought Calvin Hobbes was pretty funny.
They're coming out with a new compilation
this year.
That got
serious, too.
Calvin Hobbes is
this
link.
It was serious and not serious the whole time. It never changed tone.
What kind of link are we going to do for...
it's like MASH, man. It was wacky one episode, and then it was heartfelt the next.
I didn't like the serious ones.
Really?
But how's
the
penguin's name?
Funny part about war.
Remember the one time where he went crazy in the house where he... And talking about the opposable thumb.
Oh, wait, what?
That was nuts. Nuts.
It was a baby.
How about the email news today where we got to read some of Michael Brown's email? That was pretty fun.
Oh, my God. That dude is an asshole.
That is my worst image. That's what I picture every CEO.
Didn't he have to go to lunch
really
or something?
Yeah. He's like, I need time to eat dinner. Well, that's what his secretary wrote.
But what did the guy respond? He's like, enjoy your dinner.
I took a shat in the hall with 30,000 of my new friends.
Yeah.
Good times,
yeah, he's
good
like,
times.
Enjoy your lunch. Meanwhile, I got to go take a shit in the hallway with 30,000 of my closest friends.
Look, did you see today the response that he wrote back to the guy when he said, things are desperate here. We are almost out of water. We're almost out of food. This is a desperate situation. And he writes back. He goes,
thanks.
He goes, like, thanks for your input.
What
Anything
specific I should
thing
do?
Should I should change or tweak? That was his response. Tweak? I think we're beyond tweaks, man. Dude.
Yeah, he sounds like any executive. Oh. Doesn't he?
Oh,
I honestly fear that's true.
Yeah. And, I mean, his face when he got confronted was, how dare you confront me? That's exactly what he's looking at. Like, at too. You, me both. I was going to say, but... Okay, first of all, we put
Strike.
It in front Excuse of me. Where it hadn't... I was going to turn it around, but then I didn't know what you were going to say, so I just stopped, and then I put you in there, but who knew?
Fark right. Headline, former NHL coach admits he's illiterate.
I was watching sports when the Katrina was happening.
Oh, yeah,
still looking for his name on the Stanley Cup.
All right, look, I'm out of beer. I want to end the show.
All right, guys.
All right, anyway, thanks very much for listening, all one of you, and this will be available for the podcast sometime tomorrow.
And apparently Doug's going to go crazy on it.
That's it for this week. Anyone have anything else to say?
Yeah, and what I'm gonna
the phone situation worked out.
Well, I think what we're gonna do is I'm gonna give you the LA minute. I'll try to give you a nice, concise, organized LA minute every week.
Can we get an LA minute?
An LA minute
and a hot towel.
In an LA minute. Hi, welcome to Doug, and this is the LA minute. The internet has reached the West Coast, and we are using it daily. I used it today to find a map from my house to my friends. Later in the day, I used it to go and reserve a movie from the local Five and Dime. After that, both shoelaces were tied, boxed, and put away. Time for Betty by girls. That was the LA minute.
I think we should just call it the hot towel. Let's cut away for the hot towel with Doug Cassidy.
It'll be right at the end of the show.
I'm all itchy.
When you're feeling all
back to you, Irv.
Thank you very much. All right, guys. Anyway, thank you very much, Doug. It was great to have you back, fellas. Thanks for coming out on a special night, Thursday night, to make this happen. And we will see you next week at the regularly scheduled time, Wednesday, 8 to 9. This was Dial a Dork. Visit our website, dial-a-dork.com. Contact the Tremont Geek at tremontgeek.com for all your computer support needs, and that's it. Bye!